Welcome to the PPC Show, where we interview the best and brightest in paid marketing. I'm your host, JD Prater, Director of Growth Marketing at AdStage. And this week, we're joined by Candace Kim, Product Marketing Manager at LinkedIn, to discuss sponsored email ads for lead generation. Stay tuned on this episode because we're going to be talking about tips for creating in-mail ads that drive results. And Candace is going to be sharing some exciting things that are coming on the roadmap, so stay tuned to learn more about that. You can find the PPC Show and listen to it and subscribe on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Player FM, Overcast, and TuneIn Radio. But let's get to the show. Candace, welcome to the PPC Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here with you today. We are in LinkedIn's HQ right here in downtown San Francisco with these amazing views of the Bay.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. And luckily it's sunny too, so it's a nice San Francisco day.
Nice. Well, Candace, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and
sure.
your time here at LinkedIn.
Yeah. So, hi everyone. I'm Candace Kim. I am a product marketing manager here at LinkedIn. More specifically, I'm in the marketing solutions business division. So what that means is we create, you know, new ads and ways for marketers to reach their prospects on LinkedIn. So been here for about 5 years now.
Wow.
It's gone by really quickly, actually.
I bet you've seen a lot of change.
So, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how much change I've seen, but it's incredible. That's why I'm still here.
Yeah, and I mean, even just as a user of LinkedIn, you can just see the change and the innovation and mm-hmm. where things are going. So it's always exciting times. And so we actually brought you on here to talk to us about in-mail ads.
Yes.
So
yes.
How long have you been working on the in-mail team?
So I guess I've been on the product marketing team for about 3+ years now. And I took on in-mail about 2 years ago. And even within those 2 years, it's changed a lot. So it's one of our 4 flagship products. So a lot of R&D goes into it.
Nice. And we don't even care about the other products right
No, I can't say that. I own the other 3 flagship products, and then my counterpart owns sponsor content.
Okay.
So there's 4 between us, but I was explaining this to you earlier that, you know, it's like being a parent. You can't choose which one's your favorite, but you kind of have favorites, right? So like text ads is one of my product lines, but it's like the oldest child. Like, you know, it'll take care of itself. Whereas in mail, it's like secretly my favorite. I would never admit that.
Well, fantastic. Let's dive into it. So we're going to spend the episode talking about LinkedIn in mail ads. Mm-hmm. And so let's kind of kick it off with, for those like listening, mm-hmm. and maybe they've never tried in mail ads or they're not really as familiar with them. Like, tell us like what they are. Where do we see them? Mm-hmm. How do we find them? And like, who should be using them?
Yeah, all great questions. So let me start with what they are. Sponsored InMail is a ad format that gets delivered to your prospect's messaging center. So I'm sure you all are very talented people and receive, you know, InMails from recruiters all the time. I'm sure that's the same for you, JD. So it's actually delivering messages to prospects using that same messaging center. And as a brand and a marketer, you get to deliver your messages face-to-face on a very personal level and actually get across what you're trying to say. And then, of course, have a call to action for folks to learn more or engage with you, all depending on your objective.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you talked about using it with, like, recruiters.
Mm-hmm.
So outside of recruiters, who else, you know,
yeah.
uses them or who? How can we be using them?
Yeah, great question. So I find that a lot of bottom funnel marketers find success with InMail. So as you know, as I just explained, it's really personal, right? But it's scaled. So you're sending messages to your prospect through the messaging app. It's delivered on both desktop and mobile. And when you see the icon, you actually see that you have a message. So automatically, you're going to go in, check it out. It's usually addressed to you. So you can use macros, for example, to address the folk, you know, the person by first name. And so as a result, it has really high performance rates. So I think 1 in 2 people actually open up the InMail, which is insane. Right? It's almost like it's guaranteed that you're going to reach your prospect.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, half of them are definitely engaging. And so for marketers who want, you know, to drive event registrations, webinar registrations, share content that will get opened, basically any lead gen marketer, it's mm-hmm. great for. I think the flip side is for brand marketers who are more, you know, who don't mind that personal touch. So I can't say their name, but a luxury car brand, for example, will often use these to say, hey, you know, they'll direct it towards like decision makers who we know have X amount of salary and say, why don't you come in to check out the sweet new ride? Mm. You know, we've got office locations near you. You know, sign up for a quick appointment. We'll give you a test drive, right? So it's very personal. So those are the type of marketers that I think would find the most success from this type of ad.
Nice. And well, I think most of the marketers that listening to the podcast are those like type of performance marketers. Great. So I'm sure everyone listening, you might want to have your ears definitely like paying attention, because this one is definitely going to be a good one for you guys to kind of listen to. So talk to us about some of the ways that you were talking about with targeting. Is the targeting the same as you would do with like text ads or sponsored content?
That's exactly right. So you can, you know, use any of the targeting. I personally find that folks who use matched audiences to retarget folks from the upper funnel do really well, right? So you can't, it's like being at a bar. You don't want to just go up to, you know, the guy or girl you're interested in, say, what's your name? How many kids do you want? When do you want to get married? You got to warm them up.
That's right.
So you do that with things like sponsored content, text ads, and then you get personal. So InMail is a great way to get that engagement when you know they're warm. So using matched audiences to retarget folks is a great, you know, strategy to have. That being said, you can use any of our targeting capabilities, such as company, you know, function, seniority, etc.
Sounds even great for like the marketers that are doing ABM as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's exactly right. So you can upload a list of accounts that you're interested in and really warm up those prospects before you hand off leads to sales.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, let's get into like some different types of tips that you may have for us. So we kind of talked through like what they are. So anytime you guys see those messages in your notifications and like those recruiters reaching out, you know, that's probably an InMail there. And for you 50% that are not opening those, I don't know what you guys are doing, but it's like, I'm always opening. I open like every message.
I agree. I'm so nosy. Like even though I don't know the person sometimes, I'll just open it because I'm curious.
Right.
But it's funny, messaging in general has grown so much.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys experience this as well, right? In terms of like active users, the top four messaging platforms now outperform or outreach just our social media platforms.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's huge.
Yeah. So like WeChat, WhatsApp, all those top messaging platforms, they have more unique actives when compared to like a LinkedIn, Facebook, etc. So we've seen that trend on LinkedIn as well. So the folks who message on our platform, it's grown so incredibly much. And so as a result, we also know folks are opening those InMails. So one thing to keep in mind, I always tell folks is keep your message sweet and short. Your prospects are probably getting a lot, and I don't want to curse, but a beep ton of messages. So be short, be, you know, to the point, but be engaging and personable. I think people try to make it like an email. Mm-hmm. It's not an email. Keep it under 500 characters. And if you keep it under 500, we've actually seen that you get 46% more click-through rates.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you know, just be casual and let them know, you know, what your intent is and what the clear call to action is.
Nice. And I think even with you guys thinking through, like when I'm at work and I might be checking in on my desktop, I love that you guys have surfaced it towards the bottom there. And like the bottom right, I always see like the messenger. And of course, I hate seeing that little red dot and me not, you know, it's like, I must clear the red dot.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's, I mean, you're not alone in that, JD. Yeah. Everyone else is the same. And so that's why for marketers, this is a great product, because you're ensuring that you get in front of the right people.
Yeah, that's, I think that was like a really huge one, especially like to contrast, right? Mm-hmm. So thinking how marketers are starting to like, you know, use like Messenger, for example, like mm-hmm. Facebook to do these things. Well, LinkedIn's already got it. Yeah. And we've already got a great audience mm-hmm. and we've already almost gonna like guarantee delivery, which I think is great when you think through the people you want to reach in getting that message.
Exactly.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I think something else to keep in mind is, you know, messaging apps for LinkedIn, it's no longer seen as something where you just log on during weekdays, mm-hmm. right? You're not just going on to see, okay, I'm professional Monday through Friday, so I'm going to check my LinkedIn. It's no longer the case. In fact, with emails, we've seen that people open them the most during weekdays.
Oh, wow.
But they actually respond and, you know, perform the call to action on weekends. So we know that folks are actually not only just reading the, you know, going onto LinkedIn and reading your sponsored emails on weekdays, but they're also actually taking action on weekends. And my hypothesis is obviously, right, you have more time, you have it, you know, top of your mind, you know, and then you can actually go and do something about it.
Well, that too, and you guys have done, again, a great job of giving us, like, answers. Mm-hmm. I love that you guys kind of, like, surface what you can reply with, right? So for, like, the recruiters, as an example, right, you can say, yes, I'm interested, or no, not right now, or no, not at all, right? And I think I love that you guys give that ability to kind of give that call and response, even as, like, someone that receives in mail.
Absolutely.
It's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so glad you brought that up. So
yeah.
Internally, we call that the quick replies functionality.
Quick reply, yeah.
Right now with InMail, you have a call to action. You click through to the advertiser's landing page.
Mm-hmm.
We're investing a lot into this product to actually make it more two-way and conversational. So quick replies, for example, is something that we're starting to investigate and bring onto this ad format. So for those that are going to try out InMail or have tried out InMail, just know there's a lot of research and development that's being put into this product.
Cool. So we talked a little bit about, you know, keeping it short and sweet, mm-hmm. less than 500 words.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any tips around like headlines or anything that you kind of like think through for, you know, as I'm kind of thinking through, how do I get someone to even open it?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure this is the same for you guys. The attention span for humans is ridiculous. I think I read somewhere it was like the average attention span is 7 seconds, jeez. Right? So myself included. So
everyone's checked out of the
exactly,
podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry, guys. But, you know, make it short and sweet. Make it concise. We know that if it's personalized, people also tend to open it more. So we have macros available for the InMail, right? So unlike other platforms where you can't really say, hey, JD, check this out. We actually want to talk to you. So use the first name macros, use, you know, company name macros, et cetera, to catch people's attention. In terms of like the call to action, make it low pressure. So we recently did a study and we actually found that the top performing CTAs were try, free, today, click and apply. So there's not that much commitment there, right? You're just like, hey, check it out. I thought this would be interesting to you. It's just like, I mean, I know I keep going back to this dating scenario, but like you can't pitch yourself too hard.
Yeah.
Right. Then you're like, ooh, that smells desperate. Like something's going on. Like, I don't know why you're being so weird. Be casual. Be normal. I mean, just put yourselves in their shoes and kind of think through what kind of message you'd like to receive.
Cool. And then within that, can outside of words, can we do images or anything in there as well?
Great question. So right now, no. That functionality is coming down the line. You can put things like hyperlinks to videos, for example, and they'll unscroll. So you can include like a video link in there. You can also add just general hyperlinks. And we've actually found that if you add hyperlinks, the InMail actually performs better. Yeah. And so I think it's because people are afraid of commitment. So you kind of want to check out the product or check out the service. And then people definitely come back to the InMail and will follow up on that action.
Pretty cool. I like that one as well. So as you guys are kind of like thinking through, you know, you talked a lot about like the measurement aspect. Mm-hmm. Does how do you guys think about the conversion pixel? Does the LinkedIn conversion pixel also help out with InMail?
Yeah. So I think what you're referring to is conversion tracking.
Conversion tracking, yep.
Perfect. So I would 100% tell all advertisers, if you're not using your own, tracking, try conversion tracking. It helps you optimize your creatives, and it really tells you how they're performing. And then with conversion tracking, you can see post-view conversions and post-click conversions. Little known fact, InMail actually does so well post-click conversions, it actually outperforms any of our other ad formats. So we know for bottom funnel, this thing works. And obviously it's because it's more personal. You have more of a recommended next step. Enable conversion tracking. You'll know what ROI you're getting. And then you can always optimize your creative.
Man, you're just full of tips today. Yeah. This is great. Yeah.
I'm on fire today.
You're on fire today. Yeah.
I got them for you.
Well, what else am I missing here? What are some other tips you got for us?
Let me think. Have you heard of Legion Forms?
Yes.
Okay. So for folks listening in today, Legion Forms is a capability. So they're pre-filled forms that you can add to any of our ad products, so Sponsor, Contour, or InMail. Basically, when you click on the call to action, a form will appear, and it'll be pre-filled with information from their member profile. As an advertiser, you can tell us what lead fields you want to collect, basically. And makes it really easy because everything's pre-filled, it's accurate data, and you just submit it with a click of a button. And right away, the advertiser or the marketer gets, that lead information. And so it's beneficial for both parties, right? For marketers, you're getting access to accurate information at the ROI you need. And for members, it's really easy for them to engage with you as a brand and get the information they'd like. So whether it be for a white paper or signing up for an event, they can do it all within the platform now.
Wow, that's a huge one.
Yeah, it's a huge win. So what we've seen is when you use InMails, Legion Forms, rather than allowing folks to go through your landing page, mm-hmm. you can actually drive 4 times more conversions with InMail. So I would highly recommend for those Legion marketers out there, try adding a Legion form to your InMail campaign, and you can actually drive 4 times more conversions and get those CPLs down really low.
Wow. Dang. Yeah. So use InMail plus the Legion mm-hmm. form all within the same kind of like ad unit.
Yeah. It's one go, guys. It's literally 2 birds, 1 stone, and you get all the leads you want.
Yeah, especially from the companies I want.
Yeah, exactly. And then put the ABM strategy in your targeting.
Yeah, that one's a really good one. I think as we kind of think through not just getting leads to get leads, but getting leads from the right companies or like the right titles, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's where I see this being a huge win, right? Whenever I'm kind of thinking through my own lead gen strategy. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's a nice one. I like that one.
Yeah. So, and it's easy to do. It's literally within the same platform. Mm-hmm. So it's all in one go. I think for folks that haven't used InMail, one thing I always like to say is, bundle it with sponsor content. So okay. I'm not going to beat around the bush. A lot of people complain to me that LinkedIn is really expensive, mm-hmm. right? There's a premium to using it. I think most of our marketers out there know and understand the premium, right? It's a different type of audience. They're professionals. But they also do complain that, sponsor content CPLs are too high. Well, try adding InMail into it. Because InMail has those high conversion rates, mm-hmm. you're going to get the results you want by actually bundling the two products together and taking that multi-product approach.
Yeah, that's a really great idea. Yeah. I really like that one. Instead of just relying so much on just the news feed, mm-hmm. I think I like that you were kind of bundling it with the personal trends, mm-hmm. Of us using messages and messengers type more. So it seemed like a natural fit.
Exactly. You're doing full funnel marketing. Hmm. So even though you're a demand gen marketer, it's not just your part of the funnel. You got to think now that we're all very objective based, you got to mm-hmm. think about the whole journey of the prospect.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, especially, even another trend with marketers being held more to like pipeline contribution or like revenue goals, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, how much is marketing bringing in? And you're like, I'm over here doing text ads, whatever, no offense to text ads.
But, yeah, we love text ads.
We love text ads. No, I'm just, I think this is a really great way to make sure that you are getting the revenue from companies that you want to get revenue from.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
At least a really great, at least who your sales wants to.
Exactly. And to your early point, you know, now that we have conversion tracking and lead gen forms, it's the same. The reporting's all in Campaign mm-hmm. Manager. So you can actually prove out the ROI not only to your teams and your stakeholders, but also to sales to say, hey, we got you X amount of leads, or we got you X amount of post-click conversions. You know, let's convert that business.
Yeah, that's always a fun conversation in and of itself. She can't help you win that conversation, but I do think this is something that can be, you know, really, really cool. So we'll kind of wrap up. Like, well, what exciting things, you know, are coming down the line? So I know you guys are not stopping with what is there now. You guys are always innovating and always trying to improve the product. Is there anything that you can leave us with? Maybe like a little teaser?
Yeah, absolutely. So one recent enhancement is we updated our frequency caps. So I'll be sure to go on the links that we'll provide after this podcast, but sponsored in-mail is actually only delivered to members every 60 days. So that makes it really special, right? You only receive a very finite amount, so you're not inundated by brands.
Okay.
So as a result, we know that that's why you're getting those high performance metrics. Well, we've actually lowered the frequency cap to 45 days. So the reason why we did that is because actually people want more. Like, they're telling us, we're finding this content useful. We want to hear from brands. And the performance is obviously there. Mm-hmm. So the good news is you can actually now target your prospects a little more frequently, which is great.
Wow. I mean, it almost sounds like a handshake and a high five to marketers for actually giving out good content. So good job, marketers, for
agree,
not
100%.
For not, you know, sometimes
not harassing our members.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Well, you know, sometimes as marketers, we have a tendency, you know, to do that. So I'm glad to hear that it's working really well and people are finding a lot of value in it.
Totally. And I'm guilty as well, guys. You're not the only one. Some other things that we're thinking about is, you know, to play off of that messaging trend, we're doing a lot to make it more conversational. So we've rolled out new designs, for example. So when you send the message to your prospect, we now have like a bubble of the logo or the person sender. So it's more of like a text message, right? In the text messages, you see bubbles. So this is just a step in a very long roadmap that we have to make sponsored in-mail more conversational, more friendly, because we're finding that, you know, that's how our members and that's how people like to interact. It's no longer through email. It's no longer through phone call. It's actually just through messaging.
Yeah, don't call me. Don't. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Even email. I definitely agree with that. I mean, most of the emails I get now, I'm just like, unsubscribe, trash, right?
Yeah.
But it's actually a really good point. Yeah, I like that. I didn't even think about that within my own personal use. So all of you guys out there listening, think about your own personal use. Do you want to be called? Do you want to be, you know, spammed on your email? Or would you rather have a high value, you know, message coming into you?
Yeah, so. And it's got the context of the message. So you don't actually have to go through and be like, who's the sender?
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Well, let's wrap up. Anything else that we should touch on or anything you want to leave the listeners with?
No, I think for our marketers out there, if you're looking for, you know, healthy conversions and almost guaranteed engagement, check out sponsored in-mail. And like I said, you know, try adding a lead gen form onto it, or definitely enable conversion tracking to see the ROI you're getting. And as you guys continue to set up these types of campaigns, you know, feel free to ping me on LinkedIn. Of course, I'd love to hear about the use cases. I'm always surprised at how marketers get so creative with these messages. So can't wait to hear the stories.
Fantastic. Well, Candace, thanks again for coming on the show and talking to us about sponsored in-mail ads and what you guys are doing here at LinkedIn. It sounds like a lot of great stuff coming down the pipeline, and especially with proving out ROI. So for all those listening, make sure you guys go out and give it a try. We'll be including all these links in the show notes for you guys to get started. So that's it.
Great. Thank you for the invite, and hope you guys all have a great day.
All right. Thank you, guys. And that concludes the show for this week. We'll see you guys next week.